The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, where we have learned anal sex is a lot like broccoli. If you were forced to have it when you were a kid, you're not going to like it.
Here's
a girl that likes them both anyway, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. It is Monday evening. You are joining me live via YouTube on KinkyKatieRadio.com. I know you're also listening to me live at RazRadioLive.com. Welcome. This is another edition of Katie's World, Kinky Katie's World. And I myself am Ms. Kinky Katie. Pushing my buttons every which way. Behind the board is Mr. SC. What's going on?
Works better when I turn it on as much. How's it going?
Y'all ready for tonight?
Sure.
All right. I love that.
Why not?
Sure. So we've got some things to go over before we start the show and get all the particulars out, as always. If you'd like to join in the conversation, you can give me a call at 941-421-0401. If you want to get me on Skype, you can at Raz Radio 1. That's R-A-S. And I guess that's it. Oh, and if you want Twitter, at Kinky Katie Radio. So check me out. So yeah, I've noticed though... y'all really like the titties out there. You guys really like boobs. Which, I mean, I don't blame you. I'm a sucker for boobs, too. So I've been trying to post a titty pic a day. Just because. It's fun.
Yeah. No, go for it. I say the more the merrier.
Morning boobs, night boobs.
And for some reason, when one girl takes a titty pic, it's like...
It snowballs.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. I don't know why that happens.
And if you tag the right people in it, too, you know... It gets it going because, you know, there's always a few friends that you know. They're down to whip out some titties.
Hell yeah.
And we love them. I love girls like that.
You have to encourage that behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. I encourage it all the time. I'm happy to say that Bubba is back on the air. He's back on terrestrial. He's at 98.7, the fan.
Here in Tampa anyway.
Yes, here in Tampa.
He didn't leave the air, really.
He never left the air, but he's back on terrestrial radio in Tampa. On 98.7, The Fan. And for the next 30 days, they're going to be running his show 24/7 for 30 days.
All the time.
It's all me. So you can check that out. And as well, he is a notary public. And if you're gay and you want to get married, he will perform the ceremony on his show on Fridays. So I think that it's a pretty cool thing to do if you guys... want to get married in a really cool atmosphere and let everybody know and share in your love. Whole Bubba Army behind you. Check it out.
Oh, I think that's good.
I believe you can go through btls.com to enter. Well, not enter, but let them know. Send them an email that you would like to get married.
Yeah. No, that'd be good.
So I think that's pretty fucking cool. I think it's neat.
So. Makes me wish I was gay.
Great. Really. So, looks like I'll be single soon. Then again, I'm feeling very virginal tonight.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, I don't know. It's still a nun outfit thing going on.
You know, there's nothing saying a nun's never gotten none. just they don't get any once they say they're not going to get any. They could have had a life before. You don't know that.
I didn't think it worked that way.
I don't know how it works. What do I look religious? I'm making up my own thing.
So yeah, if you guys happen to know stuff about nuns, the nunnery and such, give us a call. 941-421-0401. Also, you still have time to enter the Name Mama June Sex Tape contest. That ends on the 16th, Friday the 16th. So that's not this Friday. It's next Friday, I believe.
Name Mama. Oh, yes. That's the one where you're naming the...
The Mama June and Sugar Bear sex tape. Yeah. Remember, we gave him some time because we had a lot of time off. And the winner, email me your submissions. You can submit more than one to kinkykatieradio@gmail.com. And you're going to win a full bottle of Spunk Lube. Now, I do have silicone and the hybrid. So I'll let you pick which one that you get. And you're also going to get probably a naughty one. I mean, face it, it's me. But you're going to get an autographed picture of my co-host Kitty and I. So two girly girls.
Good deal.
Yeah. Who knows? Might throw in some other fun stuff too. Depends how good your submission is. However, I do have a front runner. Thanks to the grossness and Shane, yeah, I have one of the front runners. I'm not going to say who it is, but you know who you are. He actually added box cover art with it.
We got box cover art?
Yeah, he made up a box cover and put the name on it. And let's just say it's, I'd probably watch it.
Nice. See, I'd watch it anyway, but if it had a better title and a good box, sure.
It just makes me think of that South Park episode with them. You know, I want Big Heart. No, I want that one. You want some spaghetti and butter? Some spaghetti.
Was I sleeping when you watched that?
God, who knows? You're probably on the computer doing stuff for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's nice like that. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be at the Woodshed Orlando on the 17th. So the day after the contest ends, that Saturday night, we're going to be in Orlando checking out the stuff. We haven't been there.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't been there in a while. I have a friend coming in from out of town and we're going to meet
fun.
Up there. Yeah, I think it should be a great time.
I haven't been there in a while.
I know.
Remember, and plus, bring the camera.
And if we don't feel like driving home, you know, I've got my reward. I am the La Quinta gold card holder, man.
No.
I love to fuck up a hotel room, man. I mean, I don't mean like break things,
not
but I mean.
Not rock star style, but you like to fuck.
Yeah, I like to fuck in like hotel rooms and I get nasty about it. And it's fun. That's why the other night we were in bed. I was like, yeah, it's fuck like hotel style. You know, because you just don't care where shit goes. Just fucking let it fly. And you're like, fuck it. You're going to clean that up? No.
Can't go full hotel at home.
No, you can't. No, you can't go full
tough.
Hotel.
It's hard. You really got to put yourself in that place. You can't just.
You actually
it.
Have
it's
to.
Better when you're in the hotel.
You have to deal with your neighbors every once in a while. They know what you do.
Yeah.
Well, they already have heard me a bunch of times. God, I'm sure. At least now, if it's cold out and I have the bedroom window open, I'll shut it and put the curtain down before I start to go to town with the body wand. Because, you know, kids like to friggin' hang out on that corner sometime. And it was during Christmas break. So I don't know if they were going to be around or not. And I don't want them hanging out, just whatever. And then all they hear is, and then,
No, that's not good.
No.
It's not good to have the kids hear it. It's kind of weird because we have that walkway right in front of our window. It's not a good fucking place for a walkway, right?
No, it's like right at the bottom of the staircase.
Not good.
No.
Not good.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Whatever. Sometimes I like people. Well, not even sometimes. I like people to hear most of the time.
Well, that's fine. You know, people are people, whatever. But, you know, you have that chance of a kid walking by something like that. That's a little creepy.
Yeah, no, that's extremely creepy. That's why I have to watch out with that. So, yeah, so I have a lot of stuff to talk about today. I have some stuff that has to do with sex. And I have stuff that has to not do with sex. I know you guys are all just wanting sex. But you know what? It's not always about sex.
Yeah, no, you come on in a tight, not hot nun outfit, and then you tell me you're not going to talk about it. That's nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
I know. See?
Sucks.
Hey, I might be sucking later.
It's like a half job.
Play your cards right. I finish my jobs. Don't start with me. I'm not one of those girls like, oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Most of the time.
I've never let him finish in my mouth or even on me. Blech. Comes gross.
I just haven't met one of those in a long time.
Well, yeah, I know, because we like slutty people. We like fun people. I have a very unruly pussy right now, since she's about to get some crystal light flung at her. Even though she kind of knows she's doing it for attention, she's a little bitch. But there were some things. Apparently, I remember in the Back to the Future Part 2, how then was 2015, and we were supposed to have all this like cool weird stuff by then. Well, by now, put it that way. And I don't know, some of the, like, I've seen some, like, I don't know if it's 50s, maybe 40s, when they have appliances and cars and stuff that, like, look all spacey.
Yes.
I think that's the coolest fucking thing. We don't have anything that's remotely even, like, cool like that. Like, those things, they looked spacey, kind of future-y.
Like the car phone the size of a shoe.
No. I'm talking about, like, the dishwasher that was like a dome that sunk into the top of the cabinet, like weird stuff like that. The car with the bubble on it.
The style everything's in is what you don't like. The technology's around, you just don't like the style of it. You want just the style.
Yes.
You want retro futuristic style stuff.
Yes, that's what I want. Because I was talking about the Back to the Future thing while you were taking care of business. And like by now, we're supposed to have flying cars, hoverboards, trash-powered cars. The clothing we wear is supposed to be all different. But then again, I know some of the people that do dress like that.
Well, there is. We just watched a thing where there was a hoverboard, something hoverboardy.
That's right. It was on one of those like Amazing Acts of Science or whatever. Dude, cool fucking shows. Those are brain teasers and shit like that. You need some education.
Give it
in your
a couple
life.
Years. A lot of that shit's coming around.
Yeah, so I mean they have that, and then also like there was like the pizza that was about the size of a pepperoni, and then you put it in the oven. It was by Black and Decker, and then you waited like a minute, and it popped out a full size pizza.
That would be
awesome.
No, we don't have that yet. No,
the like self lacing tennis shoes. There's people, they don't even have laces anymore. You can barely find things with laces. Clothes that air dry themselves if you get wet. Well, it's like Gore-Tex, just rolls right off. You don't need the air.
Well, no, a lot of the
Under Armour.
That stuff doesn't stay wet for long.
Yeah, but this is, I don't know. Brain-powered video games, we kind of have that.
They have the ability to control, like, simple tasks, I think, they can do through brain control.
Yeah.
So you think certain things, and it picks up your brain patterns, some kind of magic fucking scientific shit. Engineer
synapses are firing and picking up on all the energy.
They put that cap on you that
with
that
all the little
measures.
Thingies. We have that, and it's just hologram advertisements. Well, we don't have the advertisements yet, but we have Tupac, and we have he did a show.
And you do
Michael
have
Jackson.
The holographic, people who wear the Google glasses, they have the some of the apps where you can actually see things that other people can't see on walls and things like that. That's the same thing as a hologram. So they got all that shit. Did you find that on Daily Flogger?
No. Ha ha ha. No.
Is that a Daily Flogger article?
No, yeah. I think it was either the Daily Dot or maybe it was Gawker.
That's why.
What the fuck? Well, I've seen it a bunch of places, so I figured I'd talk about it.
They do have a lot of that shit.
No, they do. But they're saying, Back to the Future got wrong. Well, not really.
It's all coming. Dude, we make sure a lot of that, that's the thing with science fiction things become because they were a science fiction idea. Somebody makes it reality when the technology becomes available. So it was definitely the idea was there to have a hoverboard. And now some dude made a motherfucking hoverboard. Give it a few years. It'll all be around.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Even like one of those things you'll pull out of your pocket and then when you get a phone call and then the little person will pop up. You're like, Obi-Wan, only you can save me.
I hear you.
Be like, bitch, get your fucking ass home, goddamn now. I mean, that's kind of something you can't really have around your boys or something. Have your fucking girl calling you up, bitching at you through a little hologram, like a little mini bitch. It's a fucking bitch. But then again, it would be kind of cool.
Like project him right on your buddy's ass crack or something and just laugh about she's bitching at his ass. You could do all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah, it's like you hold it in your hand and the whole thing pops up. Like you see like a 360 thing.
I gotcha. And yeah.
Sexting would be kind of cool that way too. It's like, yeah, I'm pole dancing.
Little tiny.
Do it. Like little
hollow cock coming at you.
You got your bits on me. No?
Eh. No, not so much.
I don't care.
Yeah, you do.
Kinda. Oh, and you know, if you guys go to my YouTube channel, subscribe. Leave a comment. We got a comment on iTunes, which I thought was kind of funny. It was a very, very nice it's the only comment I've ever gotten, but it was very nice. But the first, it's a little confusing. It's not confusing, but the guy's name was This Shit Sucks, or you don't... Or you
something
don't,
about some kind of garbage.
You don't want to watch, like, you don't want to listen to this garbage or something. And then it's like, really funny. I really like the show. What's the comment? It's like, are you being nice or are you being mean?
I did 5 stars, whatever.
Okay, well then thank you very much. So when you read the name, just know that it's a nice thing.
Maybe.
I'm going to take it as nice.
Whatever, 5 stars.
There. Bye. So the double dick guy, I've talked about him in the past.
Double dick guy?
Yeah, he's got 2 dicks. He suffers from, it's a diphalica?
E.T. Extra testicles?
No. Not testicles. It's got 2 dicks.
Oh, that's right. That's that too. With the blah, 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 blah.
And just yeah. Like a shark.
Yeah, bah. That is really weird.
Yeah, well, he's got his own book now. Sure. I mean, he finally got published.
Sure.
So, and he called it Double Header, My Life with 2 Penises. Yeah.
I can have an Eiffel Tower with myself.
Well, you can't really, well.
I don't know.
Well, and it's side by side. He can DP.
Yeah, and ejaculate separately.
He can ejaculate separately. He can pee. That we'll get into his fucking prostate in a minute. Yeah, they're very fully functional. It says, if you enjoy reading about 7-man orgies and what kinds of household products a man with 2 cocks likes to masturbate with, well, this book is for you. Below, we've compiled some of the best passages of his memoirs.
You have to always double hand it. That, I don't know if I could have the coordination for that. I'm not sure. Plus, you know, every guy has a better hand, and then like what?
Well, yeah.
You switch hands for the stranger. Like how does that happen?
No, he slams one in a drawer. It says his parents knew that he'd have 2 cocks before he was born.
Sure, how'd they know that?
Well, it says according to his memoir, they call him Triple D. Double dick dude. So
really,
yeah, that is
really?
It yeah,
oh,
I
boy.
Swear to God,
what does Fietti think about that?
I don't know,
he didn't trademark Triple D. now Triple D means double dick. I want to take the double dick guy and just put it on Fietti's forehead.
No, you put it in his mouth.
Oh, he'd like it too, apparently, because he had some pics in there, didn't he? Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh my God. Well, they saw it during the ultrasound. And she had had 2 miscarriages before she gave birth to him, so she didn't even care. She's like, the doctor said 10 fingers, 10 toes, and hot damn, 2 penises, just like we expected.
Oh, boy.
Slap him on his ass on both cheeks.
He's fully functional. Fuck
you
it.
Give like a double reach around.
That's something. There'd be all kinds of weird shit. Everybody would want you to do weird shit, too.
I would, yeah. He lost his virginity when he was 16 in the back of a truck.
To both cocks or just one?
Well, it says you got to find, it says it's a beautiful, heartbreaking story. You have to see it on Amazon, but not see it on Amazon, but get the book. It says the girl told a few friends about his condition, which resulted in the entire high school learning about it. And Triple D was bullied mercilessly for his condition, and it led him to consider, he almost cut one of his off, but his dad talked him out of it.
Yeah, keep him, man. What are you talking? What are you doing, dude?
Now, but in a twist, the girl who was fucking telling everyone about it, she died in a car wreck on prom night shortly after. Accident, huh? Everyone fucking like, whatever, just completely were like, double dick, you know, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a righty.
What do you mean a righty?
Well, he considers that his right cock is the dominant member.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a dominant one.
He said it's the strongest and most durable.
That's the one he slams in the door. You knew it.
He said it could simply be due to blood flow. He's like, but I don't know if the right one or the left one is the original. He's like, you know, I can do things with either one, but he doesn't know, like, which cock was, like...
What do you mean, which one was original? You came out with both of them,
didn't Yeah, but which
They're
one...
both original.
But which one formed first?
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, whatever. I might wonder that, too.
What are you talking... Like, which one of your fingers grew... They grew up the same fucking time.
What?
Simultaneously.
I'm just saying. Oh, he's got an enormous prostate.
Well, yeah, he's got to supply both of those fucking things.
Yeah, well, he says, and because of this, he has to masturbate as often as possible, at least twice a day. Yeah. Now, is that twice on each one or one on each one?
I don't know.
Probably twice on each one.
We have to know. You have to get him on.
Oh, my gosh, I have to. He says that if he doesn't, the prostate swells, and it's so big that he can't even pee.
Oh, my prostate.
And when that happens, he's got to go anally and massage the prostate.
Oh, you must fuck me with that dildo now.
So, wow. Yeah, but he says he'll go rectally and milk his own prostate. It's that big.
Well, but that can't be good for him, though.
No, it can't.
He's got to, like, pee every 2 minutes, too.
They say that he's prone to exaggeration when it comes to sexcapades.
Does he says that, or the people around him say that? Who says that?
Well... I think it's just what the reader was taking away from this, but he said that the doubleheader it contains numerous lurid sex scenes, including one that encounters with this hot brunette that he met at a Halloween party in a Princess Leia costume, and then he writes
guy
that
or girl,
it was a girl.
Okay,
yeah. Oh,
maybe not.
You know, well. No, it says her. Yeah, at one point that he said he penetrated her so hard with both of his cocks at once that he claims her cervix fell out of her vagina. It says, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. It looked like I'd actually had gone into it, and it was wide open and red, resting against the sofa cushion. What I'm thinking is it was a dude, and he gave him a fucking rosebud in his ass, and it, like, popped out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm totally thinking that.
Or nothing happened at all, and it was just fantasy. Either way, it's a good story.
That's true.
I fucked your till her uterus fell out.
Because he said, I'm pretty sure that that's medically impossible.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't really know. All I know is I've seen things this bigger, much bigger than that fucking thing go into people, and their cervix didn't fall out.
No, and I've seen shit a lot bigger than that go into chicks' pussies, and then you could see it, like, going up into, and, like, things are moving out of the way in their abdomen, and it's very scary.
I have three words for you. The amazing tie.
Oh, my God. Also, Denny O.
I've never seen any of hers.
Denny O and the Amazing Tie. And actually, Nadia Alyssa is getting pretty big with her toys. Yeah, and she's local. She goes to all the Bucks games, and she gets naked everywhere. She's really pretty.
It always blows my mind watching, you know, something the size of the fucking ass gnome. Just
bigger.
Well, no, that's, but even that, like, yeah.
Like fucking bowling balls going up your crotch. I don't understand. And yeah, I did. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and talk a big fucking game that I make other people do shit. No, I tried the Great American Challenge. I tried it, and it didn't go so well at all. So, no, I got maybe a half an inch. Not even. And it really fucking hurt. Oh, it's just outside.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Trying to figure that one out.
Running around.
All right.
Wow. It said it's, you know, most of the stories in there are kind of like this. They said they're kind of charming and relatable, and, you know, they're reminiscent of an eighth grade boy trying to impress his friends in the locker room.
Well, it's a guy with two cocks.
Yeah, what? I mean, come on. He can cross his own streams. Sword fight. Yeah, he said his dicks are bigger now than before the Reddit Ask Me Anything thing. He said before it, he said that his right and left dicks were like 7 and 6 inches, respectively. But after having corrective surgery in February. I'm getting to that. He reports that they're considerably larger, approximately 10 inches long now, and between 6 and 6.5 inches around the shaft just below the heads. So, yeah, corrective surgery, I don't think so. No.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but hey.
No, because I tried to find what corrective surgery, and I couldn't. So if it's not in the book, It's got to be in the book.
Well, we know that there's not a lot they can do to make your cock 3 inches longer and substantially fatter. I mean,
no, there's not. So there is no corrective surgery you can do that's going to make your fucking cock like a horse. It's not.
Even the horse cock transplant?
Even the horse cock transplant. But you got to go to like Mexico for that. Oh, he has issues with the LGBT community. Due to his bisexuality, he said he's been subject to much ridicule and judgment with the LGBT community. He says doesn't recognize bisexuality as a legitimate sexual orientation, but yet they have 10,000 titles for anything else. It's like, I like boys. Okay, you're gay. I like girls. I'm a lesbian. I like boys and girls. Oh, well, then you're pan, but you're not pan because you don't like, I don't know. It's like all, whatever.
With all the labels, man?
Exactly. Why don't you just like who you like?
Dude, why has it got to be like the particular genre?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, shit. So, that's not dubstep. It doesn't have 23 beats followed by one with a drop.
So I'm just saying that's just whoever, fucking like who you like, Christ. And you don't have to. What are you? I'm in love. There. You like that? Or I'm not.
Someday.
I don't know.
It'll happen.
He said he's no longer in a polyamorous relationship. Not bisexual. He's no longer in a polyamorous relationship with a man and a woman, as he mentioned on AMA. They split up in February. So it put a strain on the relationship. Now he's single. Okay, well, the same year, same month and same year is when he had corrective surgery. Is this why they broke up?
Could be. Okay, his cocks are too big now.
He doesn't wear condoms. And he says that he claims that he's had sex with over 1,000 men and women. That's pretty fucked up. He said he tried it once or twice years ago. He didn't like how they worked. He said, I don't condone unsafe sex. I guess it's just as shocking that I'm 100% STD free and clear.
Yeah.
I don't suggest if you're going to bang that many people that you just go willy nilly and bareback. That's just not a good idea.
Not with two cocks, especially.
What if one cock caught something and the other cock didn't? Wouldn't it spread to the other?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like, oh, this, my dick has gonorrhea. This one has chlamydia.
Well, I mean, and obviously his book's a stretch, probably. Anyway, yeah. That's, we haven't read it, but no. It sounded like it probably is a stretch, except for the fantasies he has about celebrities and shit. I'm sure those are real fantasies.
And this is like the last little bit. He said he's got a list of celebrities that he wants to show his cocks to.
I just want to show them.
Yeah, well, there's James Franco, Kendra Wilkinson, and weirdly enough, Jason Mewes, Jane Silent Bob.
See, I get Franco and whatever.
Kendra.
Yeah, her. Yeah, Kendra.
She was a Playboy bunny, yeah, and she was Seth's girlfriend.
Mewes?
Well, listen, he said he's always thought of Jay was, what he always thought that Jay was hot in the Kevin Smith films. He said, I'd love to DP Mewes' big jiggly butt while pulling his hair and afterward pull my cocks out and make him suck me off till I came.
Wow.
Just to let y'all know, I messaged Jay. I messaged Jay on Facebook and I showed him this little bit and said thought he might find it interesting, and then I sent him a tweet and I was like, you know, check your Facebook. You might get a kick out of this.
No, oddly enough, I've been having the same fantasy about a dual dick guy. It's weird. It's really weird and out there, but it's completely true.
I could never get Kevin and some other dude, Affleck, to do it with me. I'm playing.
Oh,
they don't call him Justin Long for nothing. Anyway.
You proud of yourself?
I am.
All right.
I'm very proud of myself.
Good.
Hey, we're going to go to break, but when we come back... Yeah, I've seen this in the news a lot, and I think it's absolutely fucking hysterical. So I got to tell you that I think I'm going to get a new toy for myself, and I'm going to get it to Toys R Us.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
And now Skip Remmings here, so I hope you're paying attention.
A lot has changed since I was a young man.
Alaska and Hawaii are states. We're no longer at war with New Zealand. Women now write fiction and can drive at night. Time marches on. But these days, time seems to be marching to the beat of a drummer making awful music. In my day, losing your virginity was a glorious rite of passage. But that first piece of trim doesn't mean anything to kids these days. None of it means anything anymore. To get an idea of how bad it's gotten, spend an afternoon trolling for porn with my grandsons. We're in the wild west of mossy sin canoes, and you're going to have a paddle whether you like it or not, mister. I wrote that. You name it, you can watch it. Blondes, brunettes, Hungarians, real GF, female-friendly, all in all, more kinks than a Moroccan sex bazaar. It's like recreational sex is part of this generation's GI Bill. But they didn't have to go to war to get it. Now that I think about it, with all the good stuff on the internet, I don't know how kids today even find time to lose their virginity. I just remembered a few others. Hentai, mature, dorm room, Asian, fantastic stuff. Completely lost on this generation. Completely.
And finally tonight, an important message from Skip Remming.
Hi, Skip Remming here with a plea for a cause that's near and dear to my heart. I know a lot of you out there have pets, so you love them very much. But a lot of pet owners fail to do something that's so simple and so essential for the lives of our four-legged friends. So please, please, I beg of you, have your cats and dogs circumcised. Not just because it's aesthetically pleasing, although God knows there's nothing less appealing to look at than a floppy St. Bernard's foreskin. Do it because it's simply cleaner.
And now, on with the show.
Come on!
The weekend has landed. All that exists now is clubs, drugs, pubs, and parties. I've got 48 hours off from the world, man. I'm going to blow steam out of my head like a screaming kettle. I'm going to talk cod shit to strangers all night. I'm going to lose the plot on the dance floor. The free radicals inside me are freaking, man. Tonight, I'm Gyp Travolta. I'm Peter Popper. I'm going to Never Neverland with my chosen family, man. We're going to get more spaced out than Neil Armstrong ever did. Anything could happen tonight, you know? This could be the best night of my life. I've got 73 quid in my back burner. I'm going to watch the lot, man. The Milky Bars are on me!
Bring me the sacrificial virgin.
I so picture it's going to start with like the party boy music. Dun, 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 dun. Oh my God.
You know you want to see naked man ass when you hear it.
I do. So I want to see, I got to have somebody in a thong and a bow tie. Just smacking that beanbag all over the place. I don't know. I've never found guys in G-strings or bikini underwear attractive. I just...
No? Come on.
Tight boxer briefs are very sexy to me. That little beanbag, just banana hammock. I don't dig that at all. I'd rather you be buck naked.
Just don't
wear that little... Well, then there's that side mankini, too. It goes on one leg and up your ass crack and just grabs everything and pulls it to the side.
I don't even know how that thing works. I mean, I see it. It's grabbing like side nut cock, wrapping around and going up.
You want me to get you in?
No, I really. I mean, you can, but where's it? What are you gonna do with it? What's gonna happen with this thing? Really?
It's a garter.
You know what? I'll fucking punish you and just wear it around the house all the time, just so you gotta watch me in that fucking ridiculous thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's not fair. Can't do that. All right, so Play-Doh has come out with this cake decorating kit. It's a toy set, and you can make like little cakes and pastries and stuff. Well, some people were complaining that there was a certain piece of the toy inside that ruined Christmas.
Certain piece?
Yeah.
Just
one piece. There,
the dreidel?
No, it's...
Well, they could have been bigots.
It's a bakery. Why would there be a dreidel?
I don't know.
Do you even know what a dreidel's for?
It's a game.
Very good.
See?
Okay.
It's a toy.
Well, there was a piece in there that was clear in plastic, and it was supposed to be an icing extruder. It looked just like a cock.
Hypodermic.
No, but it looked like a cock. It was shaped just like, it looked like actually like a male chastity device, because it was clear, and it had kind of like ridges around the head, and it had the tip on it.
What was it supposed to be?
An icing extruder.
Icing extruder. You know,
just squishes it out. Decorations. So not only does it look like a cock,
extruder,
and then you squish.
Nice. We don't have one?
Frosting.
We didn't get one?
No. And they're like recalling them if people, parents are pissed. Everyone's taking pictures of it and posting it on their Facebook page and on their Twitter. And then they started taking them down. Like then deleting people, and then parents are like, how can you remove the bad and just keep the good? And it's like, I do that all the time. Everybody does that.
Yeah, no, somebody's just got to report you. That's all.
So, but then fucking kids don't equate that toy with, I'm going to shove this up my pussy or stick this in my ass. They think, cool, I can make a star shape with this. It's the parents that are having the fit.
Yeah.
So if they take it away, you can't have that, and why not?
It just goes back to that well-known thing. It's all fun and games until there's a cock. It's all cool. You can see boobies. You can see a girl's this, that, the other. The second a fucking cock comes out, it's a problem.
It's not a problem for me. Well, I guess it depends on the situation.
It's a problem. When you're out, it's a problem. It's all cool. Other than that.
It's all cool. I don't know, but I don't think a kid would associate that with a sex toy. But I want one now. Just say, you know, yeah, I have one. It's my first Play-Doh. Well, then there's the video that several people posted to my Facebook page. This little girl, she made it look just like a big dick and balls. And the mother is trying not to laugh her ass off because the kid is being so sweet and she's so excited. And she's like, what'd you make? And she's like, a dolphin on wheels. And she's like, a what? She's like, it's a dolphin on wheels. And then the mom just is cracking. She's like, yep, that's a dolphin on wheels. And it was big fucking dick and balls. It was really funny.
Well, you know, see, kids don't necessarily associate everything with sexuality.
No, like, because they don't know.
Yeah, not until you teach them.
So they're not going to sit there and like stare at a clam and be like,
Mommy has one of those.
Daddy says it's bearded.
Oh.
We having fur burgers tonight. I don't want a fur burger. So 3D sexting is going to be a thing.
A thing?
Well, apparently it kind of already is. Is
it like hovering boards?
Well, I mean, personally, I would lay in bed all day surrounded by cocks of all varying shapes and sizes and just roll around in them like some kind of like fetish Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
With a plastic fetish. I don't know. But here's the thing. You could also like send hideous pictures of your O face just to like random people.
And when you say 3D, is it something like that you can feed into a 3D printer? Are we talking hologram action?
No, we're talking 3D printer, but it costs $1,500. And that's what the printer costs. Well, there's a place called Scanify, and it's kind of like the last place you can go that's going to allow three-dimensional printing of selfies and other things. So I'm assuming the other things are naughty bits. Wouldn't that be kind of cool, though? Is you want to fuck my pussy here? Send me money, and then I'll make you a copy.
Well, no, you could literally send your cock to somebody. I mean, that's
cool. Yeah.
I dig it.
And it says there's also there with the computer imaging, they can easily let you manipulate the photos before printing them.
I was about to say you slipped a dude a five spot and go, hey dude, you
know, had an extra inch.
You know what we're doing with that, right? you know what's happening. You know the gig.
He's probably like, yeah, buddy, this isn't my first rodeo.
Yeah, but you can't make it too big because then it'll seem ridiculous. So it's got to be within reason. Buddy.
Well.
And it's still got to retain its characteristics.
Because, I mean, you're eventually going to meet.
Maybe.
So it'd be like,
maybe.
All right,
maybe well. Not.
Well,
maybe
no, that's
I'm done
true.
After I fucked her with my fake cock. Once my 3D cock has fucked her, I'm okay.
You know, I wonder though if, yeah, guys, send me your 3D cocks. I'll fuck it, sign it, not wash it, and send it back to you.
Yay.
Maybe I'll, you know.
Use dildos of strange dudes' cocks.
No, they wouldn't be used. They would send me theirs. I would use them and then send it back.
Yeah, and then you could, like, keep a collection, keep an extra copy so you could have dicks everywhere.
The wall of dicks.
Yeah.
Have you made it to the wall of dicks?
You could totally make it an option on the female end to like, try to guarantee no changes have been made to the cock. You know, I want an organic cock. I don't want it fed with GMOs, anything like that. I want all natural.
Oh, this one's no good. It leaves chemtrails.
Yeah.
I saw a picture. It was pretty bad. It was like a creamer dispenser, but it looked like a coffee machine. It was an ass bent over, and there was like a cock, and this girl's like pressing in one of the balls, and it's like shooting out cream into her cup.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. That was neat. Yeah, this is another grossness thing. You know, I saw on Maxim magazine, they said this is the only reason to pay for porn.
The only reason.
It says, you know, rumors of the porn demise have been greatly exaggerated. There people are still managing to make money from digitally delivered smut, and sure. They're just smarter than what they used to do.
The big companies aren't the ones raking it in.
Yeah, they learned that sexual content can be devalued in a way that intimacy can't. So that the demand for intimacy is why countless cam girls are making more significant money than all but a handful of like the mainstream porn stars.
Sure. And then a lot of the porn stars are supplementing their income with cam work. I mean, they're doing some cam work.
Well, yeah, but I mean, actually, a lot of them though they're branching off into other things, like more like merchandising and directing.
It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle brand.
It's a lifestyle brand. Speaking of, we're going to be getting some condoms soon. So you're going to be getting some Kinky Katie Radio condoms. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Sure.
Or no, stickers.
Stickers, yeah.
That's right. We decided on stickers.
Yeah, we did. Sorry.
They're better.
Forget you said condoms.
Yeah, I forget that.
Be safe on your own.
They're also saying that Sasha Grey is going to be now. I think this is a bit that it's soon will dethrone Jenna Jameson. I don't think so.
Who? Sasha Grey?
Sasha Grey. I mean, she is extremely popular, well-known porn star, but she's not kicking Jenna anywhere.
Well, no, that's just because of the overall, like, length, longevity of what she's been doing, you know?
Well, yeah, also Sasha's younger.
Yeah.
And Jenna is actually going to be returning to porn.
Yeah. Well, she
in front of the camera.
But she's getting old.
Yeah, she is.
Someday.
I'll do granny porn when I'm really old. There's young guys that'll want to fuck me. That's proven. No.
And we've already discussed what happens if for some reason you end up like a double quadruple amputee.
Oh yeah,
amputee porn.
Traffic cone.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So if ever I get into any kind of accident, like really horrible accident,
we're going large toys.
So you hear it right now, so you know that's what's happening. So don't be surprised or someone say, "Oh my God, that's cruelty."
Nope. It's what you wanted.
No. It's what I agreed to. I didn't say it's what I wanted.
It's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Well, anyway. So this is why Customs for You is a company that enables users to direct clips starring performers. Da, 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 da. It says that Tara Patrick is one of the only exhibitors at the 2014 AVNs that with anything to smile about.
Really?
Well, she's not doing movies anymore, but she's directing, she's producing, she's the spokesmodel for Magic Ball.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pink Diamond 69. Check them out on Twitter. It's fun. It's a bouncy sex ball. I got one.
Video someday.
I had to throw that out there. I have to wash it. It's got a drippy.
Oh, why? Was Tara Patrick the only one making money? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're saying that she's the only one that's kind of still doing stuff that's like still active, I guess, in the industry in some sort of way that's still making money.
Huh. I don't know. We run into more and more numbers of people that are making a living. They're not making millions of dollars a year, but they're making a nice living shooting movies, going here, going there. There's a lot more people doing it. It's just not going to the corporations so much anymore.
Yeah, it's like a mom and pop porn shop.
Yeah, you know? And I mean, how many people ask us all the time, how do I get into porn? How do I get in? And fucking everybody like wants Vivid to come and give them a contract or and like wants somebody to like deliver bitches to your door. And okay, that's cool. That's a great idea. I'd love that too. But you know,
it just doesn't happen that way anymore. That shit does not happen.
You get a camera, you get a gimmick, you figure out how to get bitches to fuck you on camera. You have to go find your own pussy. It's not, you know what I mean? Like somebody wants to be a porn star and just odd bitches and just show, man, go talk some bitches into fucking you on film. And then guess what? You're a motherfucking porn star. There's some laws you have to abide by, some things you have to do.
So do a little research.
Fucking, you got an iPhone. What's your problem, bro? You can't talk. Go talk to some girls.
Or a tablet or a laptop or whatever. You've got something. You have technology.
And you don't have to share that money with some fucking corporation in Taiwan. Who the fuck knows?
Well, Twitter is a good place to find girls. Also, strip clubs are great places to find girls that will be up for it.
There's more girls that are down for something like that nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
Especially just, you know, for the thrill of it. They always wanted to. You have no end in girls that are willing to do it.
And so. It's just, it ranges from the severely timid to the holy shit, I cannot believe she just did that.
Yeah. So get off your fucking ass. Go find some girls to shoot some movies with. Look up the laws, abide by them, shoot your fucking movie, and you can put it up. Like, there's dozens of places that will put your content up and get you paid for it when people watch it.
Yep.
To everywhere.
Like a direct deposit thing, too. Like, usually PayPal.
Well.
So, you know.
Figure it out.
So that's the thing.
Yep.
Well, this kind of goes with the say that kink. Kink is pretty much what he... is the only reason to pay for porn anymore. It says that there's a San Francisco-based dungeon. Their masters, they're made to... that they made him get out his penis and his plastic because of the way each and every one of their hardcore scenes were bookended. They said before each scene was shot, an off-screen female interviewed and chatted with the talents of the various procedures and what... you know, they were going to be guaranteed and what was coming and safety and enjoyment. Ask them questions and, you know, just talk. And then afterwards, after the scene is done, this whole big thing is when they do an after, like a little after interview. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they're all looking like hell. I mean, just like cum or whatever all over them. And I have never seen one where the person wasn't smiling and nice about it, about the experience.
No. Nah.
Kink.com is a cool place to go. But you're going to see some rough stuff. Now, just because someone says they're into kink does not mean that they're into everything that you see there. Because there's some fucking rough shit that goes on there. And half of that stuff, no, I'm not down with. No.
But you will watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll watch it to a point. To where I'm just like, wow, I can't anymore.
I like watching it.
Oh, so yeah, you would love it because I like the brutal hentai stuff.
Yeah.
But that's like anime. Some of this stuff is like Saw without the killing. So it's yeah, they got some stuff in there. Oh gosh, there's if you're into like severe sounding and stuff. Which is the stretching of the urethra, mostly done in guys.
Stuffing really large things into your pee-pee hole.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a movie, you can look it up. It's called Piss Pigs. I think that's what it is.
Oh, really?
I think that's what it's called. Yeah, I think it's called Piss Pigs.
Nice.
Or, yeah, I don't know. It's English. And it's... they get out like the rubber tube. That's the one that has the big drill bit on the Black and Decker. And it's like, like, oh, and it down his, his cock.
And that's legal, and yet a girl squirting now is not.
Yeah, and fisting. Not. You can't do face sitting, but sure, take fucking take Home Depot to your dick.
That's cool.
And everything's fine.
That's cool.
See,
girl can't get off. That's the thing. That's the whole. That's what the whole it goes down to. Oh, yeah.
That's
completely
fucked up.
It is, man. That's why they're having all those vag sit-ins. I
would totally go over there and be like, yeah, I'm gonna fight for you guys.
They're just hating on bitches.
They are.
It's like Margaret Thatcher. They had to live with her for a long time. She was a real bitch, I heard. She was like an iron fucking bitch, kind of a bitchy bitch.
A bitchy bitch?
That's the gig. Tough lady, you know.
Oh, okay.
So you grew up with her being like running the place. Oh. You're not going to like a girl after that.
Yeah, but wouldn't the queen be running the place?
No, prime minister runs the place. Queen just sits there. They're just figureheads, man.
Hello.
Yeah, that's what they do. They go to places and wave.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's good to be the king. Hey, keeping your pussy young in 2015. I was saddened by this.
Should have read it like a few years ago, maybe.
Well,
maybe,
there's nothing I could have done.
2006 would have been a good time to
nothing
read
I could have
really.
Done. But beginning as early as your 20s, you may lose fat in your outer labia and the mons.
You're not losing it.
Those areas can start to sag. Its volume is lost.
No.
Just like you'd have in your tits or your face.
Another Daily Flogger article.
Your age. Often followed by changes up inside. And it says, hello, stretching. Yay! This is a fun one.
I told you, you just gotta fit that big thing up your crotch.
I know. So nice. I'm gonna kind of skip through it. You know, it says don't gain or lose weight quickly, not because it's unhealthy, but because the loss of fat makes your pussy flop.
Well, yeah.
And it says, P.S. You can never get that fat back, ever.
How much did you lose again?
I'm gonna fucking kick you. I lost 217 pounds, and they tacked up some of it when I got the first surgery. But what? Then I lost more weight. I gained weight, and then I lost more weight, so I need to have it tacked again. I'm not leaving, like, granny snail trails or anything like that, but fucking Christ. It's not that bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Just don't look at one picture. That one, Shane, crying out loud. I know you love that picture, but you post it way too much.
Don't listen to her, Shane. Don't listen to her.
That was freshly fucked, bleeding, ripped open with clothes. I mean, that is just, oh, God.
Did you learn your lesson when you put a picture out there, it's out there, and you know what? You have to own it now. You can't run from it. You can't go, hey, can you take that down? No.
I didn't say, did I say take it down? No. I was just like, oh, do you have to just repost it so much? That's all I said.
Post away. I would double my post. I would triple my post.
Please don't.
If you need a place to post it, I know a website.
Hey.
I know.
Shane is one of my super fans. Shane loves me.
I know a really good website we could put that on. And don't maybe make some t-shirts. We need t-shirts. We stylize t-shirts, you know
what
I mean?
Hey, no, I know the picture he wants for a t-shirt.
Yeah,
so
he
we're
wants
not,
that picture.
No, he doesn't.
Sure he does.
No, he wants
Did you ask him?
He told me which one he wants. He's even showed it to me a bunch of times.
I don't even know him, and I know he would want the snitches get stitches fucking t-shirt. That's what he wants, I'm telling you now.
No.
I know.
Anyway, it says do Kegels, of course. Bounce on a Swiss ball for 15 minutes a day. It says bouncing helps your puss.
Like the magic ball?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You've been bouncing on your hibbity hip?
Yeah, but it doesn't take me 15 minutes. It says have sex. Yeah. It says it keeps your pussy. young.
Yeah.
Rethink long bike rides.
Huh.
It says constant friction of crotch to seat contact can pull and stretch your labia, especially if you have naturally pronounced outer lips.
Can we start a band, crotch to seat contact? I want an all-girl band, crotch to seat contact.
Jesus.
I like it.
Stick to mild cleansers. Well, of course. Climb on top during sex. It says because being on the bottom rags out your vag.
See? It rags out your vag. You got to ride.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why? Well, because when you're on the bottom, Or wait a minute, what if you're doggy style or you're bent over?
I'm actually liking the bed arrangement we have and standing and having you on the bed, either on your back or bent over or whatever. I like the standing. I've been liking the standing.
Works for me. I'm not having a problem with it.
Well, no, you're asking me why is it on your back? I don't know. It really isn't. It's just once in a while I don't feel like moving is really most of it. But if I feel like moving, I'd rather stand up, because then we could do a few other things, and they're all cool. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I know. I'm with that.
You agree?
Ha, ha, ha. No, I agree. The standing up and when you're having sex with me really works. I enjoy it quite a bit. And it doesn't matter if I'm on my back or if I'm on my stomach, because sometimes you grab my ankles. Either way. So, yeah.
Okay.
I dig it. So he's men's right activist. He threatens to murder women who go to his site.
What?
Yeah. The creator of a new social media site for men called the Man Book. And it's bound to confuse a lot of guys who are searching for something else. But he's angry that women, especially feminists, might try to join his network. So he's issuing a threat. Sign up and die. I saw a picture of this dude too. He looks like a pastor. Like, I mean, like, he looks like he'd be a duggard. Like, he's got the little boy haircut. And
those are frightening, though.
Joshua Boehm, who is, he made it clear on his site that it was for men only. No girls allowed.
No girls.
No girls allowed. And because women are, women so often don't listen, Boehm posted the following message. We would ask you women to respect our rights as you wish your rights to be respected. If you are unwilling to respect our right to freedom of association, do not expect men to respect your right in life, okay? Like, everything he puts is like, okay? So it's like, okay, after it.
You know, whatever. I mean, I really want a boys club, goddammit. The girls keep crashing and I don't know why.
He said that Boehm has already ruined the life of a woman who he accused of lying about a sexual assault is happy to harass women online. According to Ross' story, he also runs a site where he names women whom he suspects of crimes against men. So not even if they really do it, but just no, if he thinks they did. Like, if someone said, my bitch hit my car, they'd be like, this bitch, Jackie... whatever, did this to this guy's car.
Well, it at least he's upfront about his woman hate, as opposed to the closeted
hate. You know, that's true.
At least you know to stay away from the motherfucker, as opposed to all the other swinging cocks that hate women, that do weird shit to women.
Well, he also says, so, ladies, learn what a right is and do not be violating the rights of other people, especially men, if you're not prepared to have your rights violated in return. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Dude.
Yeah, well, you know, he just really he's not jamming on the clam.
Well, I want to bend him over and violate him with a very large black phallic object.
Better stand in line.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. Good. We'll pull a train on his ass.
I'll call your sister.
Ooh. If you guys don't know, my sister is, don't want to say militant. But she's very, very passionate. She's very passionate.
Yeah, well, no, like a lot of lesbians, she's an activist in the lesbian community.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So something like she's like almost wanted to arm wrestle me at places, I swear, sometimes.
Yes.
Just because of,
they kind of,
because.
I mean, she does. She loves you. Her and her wife both love you. But I mean, she's very quick. She will defend what she believes in to the death. So she has a very strong opinion of things.
You just said that you would be willing to basically have a sexual act with your sister. That's pretty weird, Katie.
What? Really.
You just said, if you two could run a train on him.
Oh, God.
It would be enjoyable. It would be enjoyable to film as well.
Well, it wouldn't probably be one after another if there's a line.
I
mean, I
guess you're not naked. She's not naked. It
no,
doesn't really
it's
count.
Just strap-ons. See? And all you do is just making a guy scream.
But it would be a porn.
All right, film it.
See, there you go.
Whatever, fine. Yeah, sure. She's my half-sister.
You would do a porn with your sister.
She's my half-sister.
It's not quite what you think when you hear it.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm not going to touch her.
Yeah.
I have almost made out with her wife.
Dude, you better stop that.
I know.
She warned me. She said, control your girl.
That was years ago at my brother's wedding.
Yeah. She literally looked at me and said, you go talk to your girl now. You get her away from, get her away.
Well, she wasn't at the wedding, so I still jammed on her date. Amazing invention, Crown Royal is. It's awesome. Not anymore, though. Okay. We're gonna run a little late because there's another one that I really want to get to.
No.
Well, I don't have to.
No. We can go. Fire away. Right. Hit it. Bonus material.
Yeah, in China. Breast milk is considered to be a luxury with healing properties. While some find the idea of drinking breast milk disgusting as adults, the milk trade is booming in China, and 15 were arrested on Monday in connection with a prostitution ring that provided customers with both milk and sex.
A prostitution ring.
Yes.
It was a prostitution ring.
Yes. Yeah. Because they were offering milk and sex.
Milk and sex.
Milk and cookies. Like,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, with milk you get egg roll. No, but it's it says the service was putting interesting customers who could either milk directly from, you know, either get it straight from the tap or get it from a pump if they were too embarrassed to touch a woman who was lactating.
What? If you're going to get lactation, dude, you get it right from the tap. You don't go to like a bottle. What's the point of that?
Well, I don't know. But it says the sexual services, which not all women were willing to provide, we're almost likely guaranteed regular work. So pretty much if you could lactate, then you were good to go. You didn't have to fuck, touch, nothing. As long as someone's sucking your titties or whatever. If you're squirting, they're paying.
The wet nurse hole.
It says women who were on the site, you know, that they said that similar versions exist in the U.S. They said that they weren't feeding their babies or they were feeding them less. Which is also possibly why there's infant death. I don't know, something like that.
No, because with women, and I'm pretty sure it works this way. If you, after you finish breastfeeding your child, if you just continue to pump,
yeah, no, they'll keep
producing.
Yes.
Yeah, so your kid can be completely off the boob.
Well, no, but here's the thing. What they're concerned about is, they say that they feel bad for the women because they feel that's the only way they can make money. And
is
some
it
of them
the only way they can make money, though? I don't know.
No, but there was a picture that this guy, one of my Facebook friends posted. There's this like cute Asian girl. She's standing here in front of this like porthole doing the whole, you know, peace sign, you know, as they always do, and there's this humongous like squid like stuck to the thing, and it's on the bottom, it just says soon, you know. And he tagged me in it, and I thought that was funny. I dig it. All right, guys, it looks like we're probably getting out of here. We're past our time, and I didn't even have to get to the dead story.
Well, good, you can get to it if you want to, if you really want to see somebody dead or talk about somebody dead. I don't know.
No, we'll leave it on a happy note. We'll leave it on titties.
All right.
Titties. All right, everyone. Make sure you check me out on Friday afternoon, radioio.com, Bubba Army Radio, Bubba One, for Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl, noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time. And then again, Friday night, back here on RazRadioLive.com for One Night Stand with your host, Miss Amber, and I, from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, everyone. Well, I love you. Have a great rest of your week and kisses on your pink parts. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.